Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today is November 2nd, 2014, and today's show is dedicated to the Saints. Yesterday, we celebrated All Saints Day, and we've been having a lot of Halloween on our minds lately. And since Halloween is really the Eve of All Hallowed, or the Eve of All Saints, it's time to focus on the saints. Of course, every day there are feast days for saints of all types, the well-known and the not-so-well-known. Also, we're going to have some important news on today's show for listeners to At the Organ, as well as our full-time classical organ stations, so stay tuned for that. Franciscan Media shares with us a history of the celebration of All Saints Day.
Today's feast is a reminder that salvation is open to all of us. It is also a celebration of the holy people, known and unknown, formally canonized and not, who are with God in heaven. The earliest certain observance of a feast in honor of all the saints dates to the 4th century commemoration of all the martyrs. Several centuries later, Pope Boniface IV had the bones of early martyrs gathered up and buried beneath the Pantheon, a Roman temple dedicated to all the gods. The Pope rededicated that shrine as a Christian church where the memories of the saints could be honored. Over the centuries, as Christians became freer to worship according to their conscience, the Church acknowledged other paths to sanctity beyond martyrdom alone. Many Eastern churches honor all the saints in the spring, either during the Easter season or immediately after Pentecost. Just how the Western Church came to celebrate this feast on November 1st continues to puzzle historians. What's more important, though, is that today's feast honors the famous as well as the obscure, including the saints each one of us has known.
Thank you.
That was organist Michael Kleinschmidt performing for the Region 7 American Guild of Organists Convention Hymn Festival, June 17, 1997, at Christ Episcopal Church in Little Rock, Arkansas, on their 1990 Nichols and Simpson pipe organ. The selection was All Saints, Darwell's 148th, composed by Olivier Messiaen. This is At the Organ, and today we're celebrating All Saints Day. Born in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Daniel E. Gothrop has been composing choral and instrumental works for the church for many years. He currently lives in Jonesboro, Tennessee, and is working on compositions for the 100th anniversary of the Tennessee chapter of the American Guild of Organists, as well as several other works. In 2007, Dr. David Pickering released a CD featuring music composed by Daniel Gothrop entitled Like a Fire. He recorded the music on the organ at Bales Recital Hall at the University of Kansas, not to be confused with Kansas State University, where Dr. Pickering is the Associate Director of Music and Chair of the Keyboard Division. The organ at Bales Recital Hall was built by Helmut Wolf, Opus 40. It's one of eight organs at Bales Recital Hall. Again, composed by Daniel Gothrop, this is Come Ye Saints from Four Trio Preludes. Eric Satie was born in 1866 in France. He was quite a colorful character in 20th century Paris. His work is said to be a precursor to such artistic movements as minimalism, repetitive music, and the theater of the absurd. Satie was also a bit of an eccentric. He preferred to be called a phonometrician, or one who measures sounds, rather than a musician. Satie was also a writer, publishing many works, including writing for the magazine Vanity Fair. Arturo Sacchetti, an organist, conductor, and musicologist, in 2001 recorded a CD called Eric Satie and French Rarities of the 20th Century on a 1966 Upper Austrian pipe organ at the Church of St. Anselm at the Aventine in Rome. Among the selections is the eight-part L'Évêque des Communs des Saints, Opus 51.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ.
The Choir of Clare College in England was founded in 1971 and has over the years gained an international reputation as one of the leading university choral groups in the world. Graham Ross is a director, and earlier this year released a new album, Requiem, Music for All Souls and All Saints. Now, this selection was composed by Edgar Bainton. He was a teacher and composer in the northeast of England, also was a director of the New South Wales State Conservatorium in Sydney, Australia. He composed this selection based on a text from the Book of Revelation, "And I saw a new heaven." Paul Harrison is the organist for this selection. He studied and held an organ scholarship at Clare College, and since 1989, Peter has been organist and choir master at Emmanuel Church, Holcombe, Lancashire, Great Britain.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ, a production of the Oregon Media Foundation. Visit our website, attheorgan.com, to listen to this episode and past episodes. You can post comments and feedback on the show, and there are links to the various music, artists, locations, and events as mentioned on At the Organ. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week.
At the Organ is a production of the Oregon Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.